Well, now, they used to have book vinegar. But
I think
that we took our own container. I believe we did. Yeah, I do. I believe we did. Take our own container and just get it. But I know it come in the book. Mm-hmm. You know, great big containers.
Mm-hmm. If something isn't artificial, you'd say it's not artificial. This is
pure.
Pure or a belt, for example. It's not artificial leather. It's
genuine.
Mm-hmm. And did you gather sand plums when you were a girl?
No. We had a plum thicket of the most delicious plums, big like
Holy
this,
smoke.
On my grandfather's farm.
Did he plant them?
Yeah. He brought them with him from Denton County, Texas, down at Denton. And planted these things. And listen, man, we didn't have to go nowhere to get plums. Those were the most delicious things. And everybody in this country for miles, clear to Mangum, come there to pick plums. And he'd never charge them a dime. Just go in there and pick all you want.
They'd pick the plums, but they'd never ask for a slip from the bush, huh? We'll let him raise them.
Let him raise them, and we'll come and pick them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's human nature.
Yeah.
Did you ever make spread from these for your bread?
You mean the plums?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes. Mother cooked them. She made jelly out of them. She made preserves out of them. And then she would make a plum butter. Call it a plum butter. Mm-hmm. And that would be what you'd call a spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were these and red or were they yellow?
Uh-huh. Oh, they were red. Some of them were yellow. Some of them were red. Most of them were red, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the yellow, of course, disappear when you put it with the red ones.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty amazing the way some of these men knew their stuff about
plums. Oh, yes.
And
uh-huh.
And things like that. When you look out now, you think with our modern technology, that every home should have its own fruit tree or something like
that. Sure
this.
Should. Not so.
No, certainly.
Not so.
If I had an apple here and you wanted half of it and I had a knife, what would you ask me to do?
Cut it in two.
Mm-hmm. And, let's say I had two apples and you wanted one, what would you tell me to do?
Give me one up.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather have a thicket, did you say, of these plums?
Plum thicket.
Uh-huh. Did he have other fruit trees?
And let me tell you something. It was a thicket, too. I'm telling you, that thing is scratchy all to pieces. Yes, he had peach trees and apple trees and cherry trees, and he all had all kind of berries that you could call.
Did you have quite a bit more rain here then?
No, I don't much think we had any more rain.
Same.
Just about the same thing. It's always been just about the same. Of course, we've had droughts.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
but back about that time, we might have had a little more rain we have now, but not too awful much. Let me tell you something we did have, and I bet you never saw one, and that was a quail trap.
No, never seen one.
And my grandfather had this one out in the peach orchard there, and sometimes he'd have 200 or 300 quail in that at a time.
Oh,
and he'd
my.
Go out of a morning and bring in 2 or 3 and pull their heads off and fix them and have quail for breakfast.
Mm.
Yeah, you talk quail on toast. Now, they had it. We could go there and get quail anytime we wanted it.
My goodness. What was it, a big pen and they'd wander in?
It was a what you'd call a big box. And it was it had little strips like so. And then he'd put a trigger here to the front. It was a pretty good sized thing. So this corn back under there, you know. And they would just droves of them go in there. And then the first one to touch this trigger, then fall, you see, and then they were all in there.
Oh, boy.
And he'd feed them then, as long as he'd have any in there. And then he'd set it again as soon as they were all gone. It was wonderful.
Oh, gee whiz, yes.
I've made up many a
chickens.
Quail trap.
Yeah, and it's hard to beat quail, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
You get awfully tired of it, of course,
oh,
I
yes.
imagine. Mm-hmm. And wish you could
he never did.
Or?
He never did. He just loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart. He's always fixing something.
What would you call these trees together, the apples and the peaches and the cherries and the plums?
An orchard.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.